Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on.
Yo, why Jar not seeing Erica's worth at this point? You know, that's what I was thinking. And
right, I've been wondering the same thing.
And I didn't even have the full story, just what I was getting, you know? So I'm just like, Erica seems like a very decent young lady. She's out here for Jar, like, why Jar don't see what he has here? And in my head, I'm like, a Busy Signal song was playing. And I was like, he probably doesn't know until he goes away. He'll be in the trenches.
Never know what you got till it's gone.
I'm not going to lie. That's one of the things not only my therapist told me, but his stepfather told me. That he's really not going to realize until I'm really gone. But honestly, the emotion I felt the most after I started facing my emotions was anger about, like, I felt like I did a lot and I overextended myself, I guess, a lot, and never got that in return. So, like, it was just me, like, reflecting on the whole relationship and then what happened after we broke up and everything. Because we broke up, like, this is 2021 and we broke up. So, a lot happened. So, yeah.
You know, the same way how you say you felt like you overextended a lot, I felt like I overextended a lot, too. Like, I felt like a lot of the energy I put out was not reciprocated. There was a whole, like, like, I don't want to get into certain things because certain things is...
I get into it.
No, I'm not going to do that because certain things is very fucking private.
Okay, and, sorry.
Yeah. But, like, it's... Bro, so you got to understand, like, I sacrifice a whole lot. I sacrifice a whole lot. And I put myself on the back burner a lot because of certain situations that I got into due to listening to her advice. Right? And, like, you know... After all of these things, like, I say, boom, this is the solution out of it, right? Because I sit down and I come up with a fucking plan. I work out a whole fucking plan. I give her the entire fucking rundown of the plan. And then for her to just not be heard, like, that's why I was saying, like, y'all want to know why the relationship ending and all of this shit, right? It's not really that fucking important. Because the problem started way before the end of the relationship. There's shit that happened, shit that was happening before all of that, that led up to the fucking end. Like, there was so many things where I say that I didn't feel heard.
But you think...
And even as much as she wants to argue and talk and all of that shit, I don't see any reason in talking about anything when I'm talking and nobody's listening.
I get that.
Bro... We used to have the same argument so often. Half the time when she wanted to talk, it was because we were arguing about something that we argued about 2 weeks ago. I'm not talking about it anymore.
Interesting. So you all were feeling the same way when it comes to, like, feeling like y'all were giving but not receiving. Like, y'all feel like y'all were oversharing or overgiving of yourselves but not getting it in return. But how is that? If you, like, it feels like there's a surplus somewhere that none of y'all collecting.
Oh, y'all keeping track?
Yeah, like, what? Yeah, why is it like y'all feel like the need to be like, I did this for you. This is how far I went for you. I did all this for you. And, like, I bought you a Rolex for your birthday and you gave me a straw. Like,
for me, I didn't know, like, even though, like, if I do look back and actually try to remember, I'm like, yeah, I was given a lot. But, like, what did hurt me in the end is not how much I gave, it's how much I'm willing to continue to give, and you don't want that. It's like, that's what get me. So yeah, the whole measuring, I was giving and didn't get it, I don't care about none of that. It's like, none of that really did matter.
It's like, yes, like you're saying, giving, like, it's all about energy and, like, the way that it is. Like, I felt, bro, so my mom came up to Rochester to, like, see me and shit, right? And it was for a very brief fucking time. And then they had to leave earlier than expected. And, like, that shit broke me emotionally. And you know what? You know, like, she had plans with her girlfriends and she just fucking left me. And I was there and I was sad as shit.
Guys, I had no idea.
I just had to fucking sit down and just deal with it on my fucking own. Like, There's like, bro. There's more fucking situations like that where, like,
so, did you express it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why
exactly?
You, did you express it? Because you can't expect anybody to read your mind.
This is the thing. This is the thing, right? Like, you can't expect anybody to read your mind, right? But y'all know me as a fucking idiot who's grinning, right? Like, my entire demeanor changed and I got fucking quiet. I'm not somebody that stays fucking quiet. Like, you as somebody who care about me and know me, know me and whatever, right? Like, I felt like the least you should have did was ask, hey, yo, you good? Because if you ask, yo, you good? Like, I'm not somebody that come to you with my vulnerabilities easy. But if you ask me if I'm good, I'm going to tell you what the fuck is happening. Ain't none of that never came about.
I guess she could have, you know, stepped to you and asked you. But a lot of people go through periods of, like, self-reflection where they just, like, they just take a little breather from life and just sit down on meds in a car and just thinking, like, yeah, my friend's really fucked up, boy. Or this situation that I'm in, I really shouldn't be in it. Or the government really trying to take 2% more of my tax. You know, like, you could be thinking about, like, a lot of things, and she could be like, yeah, Jan probably missing his mom, just chilling for a bit. She don't know. You could have been like, yo, I want to talk about some things. Like, I want to get some things off my head. Like, I know it's not something like is the norm for you to just like open up unannounced. Nobody asks about your business. You decide to share. Like, oh, who are you? Like, I get it, but she didn't see it.
This is back to what I was saying, reciprocating energy. I see something happening to her. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, I check in on her. I always do it. And then it never happens. So it never happens to me.
I don't check on you?
Half the time when I'm in...
Erica. Jaren, first off, finish your thought, Jaren, and then Erica.
We not going to get into too much of things. I can talk later, Erica. My rap for
ending, we're cool. Okay, anything that y'all don't want in the podcast, I will get rid of it. Even if you want me to cut the live right now, I'll do that. But let's talk about it, and anything y'all don't want in it, I'll cut it out.
All right, what else? Like, it's just simple shit like that, man. Like, it's just simple shit like that.
Okay, let me hear you, Erica.
I feel like I always ask him if he's good. Always. Like, even to this day, I do, to the point where I feel like I'm annoying. But I guess, like, at like that specific situation, I really had no idea that it affected him that way. Because, like, everyone said he never expressed it. And then, like, he didn't seem like it was a big deal to him that his mom was coming or anything like that. Like, so, I don't know. Like, I just didn't see it as something big. And it was after the fact, what?
No, I ain't gonna lie. You do ask me, like, if I'm good now. But, like, these are things that's easier now that there's no relationship. Because, like, we have better communication now that there's no relationship.
Yeah, but just the thing is, y'all growing as people every day. She's not the same person she was, like, 2 years ago.
I'm not. That's a big thing, too. Like, I'm not going to say I wasn't the best girlfriend. I'm not going to lie. Like, I've grown a whole lot. And looking back, like, there's things I could have done differently. But
yeah, like, before the breakup, didn't you see the potential growth that she had or she could have had? Or you weren't looking that far ahead anymore?
I don't really understand that question. Like, I don't.
Okay, like, when you and Erica started dating, were you just like, yeah, this is just the thing for the season? Or where you're like, she actually a vibe and I can see myself really taking this seriously and putting in the work and the effort and trying to go somewhere. Was there ever a bigger plan, or you just
never I understand that, right? Like, yes, there's a bigger plan, but I don't look and I don't sit down today and fucking try to plan the future of something that I don't control. I mean, if she listened to every word that I said, then I could, you know, I could plan what the fuck, like, it would 10 years would be from now. But
no, it's more so, I think what Timo was saying, John,
it's like, everyone is like telling me, right? It's like he asking me if I, like, she definitely wife material, but I don't understand, like, the question fully.
Okay,
it's a tough question to me.
No, is it like, did you see her as somebody you could, when you started the relationship, was it like you looked at her and like, okay, this is definitely somebody I can see myself growing with?
Yes.
Like, growing, like, because you know where you are, you know where she is, which is, you know where both you are at in life, because you know where you want to go. So, like, with everything, how she is, how she handles situations, how caring she is, how the things that matter to you, is there a point where you're just like, yeah, this is definitely somebody I can see myself growing with? Yes. I think that's what Tim was asking.
Yeah. If that's what Tim was asking, then yes. But then Tim, I phrase it like that. Everyone, I understand every question. But your question,
Hey, listen, there's a reason why there's a lot of us here to help others to interpret what others can't. I'm not good with description, just cool.
Erica, from what Timo said, you understood what everyone meant?
Yeah.
Hi, address me then.
I did.
You're the fucking problem in me, Erica, and call it life.
Okay.
But yeah, like where you seeing Erica, like her potential, like her goals and her aspirations closely aligned to yours, where you're just like, this could work. Like, did you see all that potential? Because like, you know that y'all gonna grow and become better person. Either y'all gonna grow apart or grow together. Was it leaning more on the, I guess it's, you knew you're not leaning together because y'all separate. But
as conversations got more wide, I realized there was a lot of differences between what we want in the future.
Is there anything you could share real quick, or
I can share something.
Talk.
He wants like five wives. Yep.
Just go Tate.
That's one difference.
I've been preaching that before this nigga was out here. Hey yo, it's like it's not even that.
Do you know when to take this guy seriously?
I honestly don't anymore. He talks too much.
You think he's using this to hide his pain?
From my first breakup.
Yes, just
go. That's what we do. We niggas. That's what niggas do.
Cause earlier Nazia and Jaren were saying that first knuckle that they get when they found out that their girl was really cheating on them. From high school, no. That shit hit them and just be turn them into the dogs that they are. And you think about it and you're like, come on guys, grow up. That happened ages ago. But it's like, you know, hurt is hurt.
Yeah.
So and you can't
hurt
really...
people hurt people.
True.
Boy.
But at what point do you say, all right, I'm above this hurt?
Never.
Nah, but then you're not growing. You're just adapting to the pain.
Adapting to the time.
Hey. Yo, you know when this girl birthday,
we just get like emotional.
My wake up at 12 o'clock. Oh shit.
Honestly, I think you should drive by she host and broke the window in them.
Yeah, put a note. Oh, do shit. It. Just put a note on the break and change the window.
Every year, yeah. Let's make one post about she. Come and feel like she watching Facebook.
She's like, I wonder how my ex doing.
Every year, my car, you know. Aww. Every year, my car.
I tell you.
Yeah.
He just says happy birthday, man.
He just called.
Yeah, I always remind she at the same time day when she made knuckle.
Oh my god. Every year you say, hey girl, happy birthday. Remember that time my kids should get dick?
The wicked girl. Remember when it hurt me?
I'm gonna watch you live long so you can remember this hurt.
Every year.
Listen, right? Like after my first knuckle, I it wasn't too long till I get my second knuckle. And
I never see John cry.
Wait. You never see John cry.
There you go.
John probably cry about something, but he will never be the knuckle. the knuckle, he hurt me not, but my mate in front of my pan and them, so bad man can't.
Yo, you literally me turn on crackhead. The same time period.
Me remember that, because Jaren, they live life.
Live with life.
Me remember that, because Jaren, they live life. We don't know what
it's the teeth.
Man, they do that. Man, they do that all the time. Man, they find a wife. Man, they yacht. So here, right here, right. So like, not too long after the first knuckle, I'm gonna get my second knuckle. And you wanna know what the girl tell me? The girl tell me, oh, because me never had no time for she. And I have things in my life that I have to deal with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And true, yeah, it may not look a relationship or whatever, right? But like, I didn't have all that fucking time to dedicate to somebody because I had shit going on. So yeah, like I just accept it as what it is. Like that's a woman and that's a woman behave.
Erica, anybody ever knocked you?
Yes, plenty of times.
I wasn't expecting plenty of times to be honest.
No, okay, I'm not gonna say plenty of times, but like, yeah, I feel like every time I have to.
Because now I'm just like, hey, maybe Erica is the problem, you know. But yeah, sorry for cutting off.
No, it's cool. I feel like every time I have feelings for someone, it happens.
So what? How easy was it for you to let Jaren in?
It wasn't hard.
Because it came with a whole different vibe, right?
Finesse.
Yeah, like I was just comfortable. Finesse. I was comfortable from the start. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Because of something.
Say that again, Erica. Okay, and then laugh again.
I said I was comfortable with him from the start.
Isai, badness.
Okay, Erica. Like, you know, Go ahead, sorry. I feel like I was gonna say something like, I feel like we need to catch you on an episode by yourself. But we wait until Jaren go back to the fucking army, military, whatever.
I need to start to fucking army, because if I say army, I'm gonna start slap I don't know.
Check. We need to use your radio.
Man, I want fucking devil dog. You hear me? Man, I'm fucking devil dog.
Yeah, when you do your devil dog man, work over there, Mwah, to listen to the episode with Erica. Erica said, you see that bitch fucking Jaren? Right? Let me tell you what he do. Right? And we can have the video on so you can see all the hand language and shit.
First flight out to Okinawa. Right over your head, but
But yeah, we should do an episode sometime in the future though. But yes, carry on.
Oh yeah, I would say no, just like the first time we linked, we went to like a park and we were just talking in the car for a while. Like, I feel like that set the tone for our relationship after that.
Cause like I was telling Khalid, it's like people in the States, like when they meet genuine people from the Caribbean, it's like a fresh window.
Damn, right? People like you really exist.
Yeah, it's like we're all accustomed to why I feel so brand new to y'all. Like, it's the accent, and it's not the accent. It's like the attitude. It's everything.
The vibe in general. Yeah.
We're really genuine people. Like, we're more genuine people. A lot of the people that I meet nowadays are very superficial.
Shallow.
And, yeah, the shit that they care about is, bro.
It's very dependent on what social media and all that. Like, they don't have no substance to them.
Bro, when I was in boot camp, right, there was niggas, right? Like, there's niggas younger than me. There's niggas around my age, right? And niggas in my age group. So, like, we're disconnected from our phones. We're disconnected from our people. And... you know, it's cool if you ask who win the fight, right? Mm-hmm. I find that's something cool. But then they asking about like fucking celebrities and shit. And I'm really looking at you like, yo, my man, you a grown man. Why are you worried about another man fucking life and another man relationship? Like, who win the fight is a decent conversation because, you know, it shows that you at least you have a look at interest in fighting. And we fighting inside this place. So it gave me a look at insight on, okay, maybe this nigga like to grapple. Maybe this nigga like to fucking try and knock people out. But then, like, you asking about fucking little baby relationship. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, you even know little baby. Weird. You know you?
Okay, you saying that's weird. You're saying that's weird when...
I don't know. On
the damn Roku TV, right? On the damn Roku TV. Erica, have a channel, right? Let me go back to that fucking thing. Okay. Fucking,
I watch YouTube couples on YouTube. I don't even do it anymore, but I used to watch Kwan.
Like, what came out Riss and Kwan relationship for? What Riss and Kwan
do? They were doing like prank videos on each other. It was funny, like it was entertaining.
Prank videos.
Listen,
at this big age,
that's the same as watching other niggas play games.
No, exactly. when you watch another nigga play game, you figure out how to pass things in the game that you can't pass. That's a whole different story.
Well,
go watch different moves. Go watch sports.
When you watch them prank video,
she watching.
We all learn of a prank.
No, she learned it. She learned. Yeah, she learned how fickle a relationship can be. That's like if it do too much dumb shit, this is how they get to the breaking point, and they, you know, she has to know these things.
Hey.
it was entertaining. Okay, he's always judging me for that. It's not only about their lives though. Like, I'm not watching people's lives. It's like watching reality TV. I don't do that.
I find it hard to watch reality TV if it's not soap opera.
Yeah,
you can.
Soap opera isn't reality TV. That's fiction.
That's what I'm saying. But that's sick.
That's
fictional.
Good as shit. That's good as shit.
Yeah. Reality TV just seems to try.
She
hard.
Tell me she used to watch Teen Mom.
I did.
My judge, you know.
Why? You was like, man, I know I'm never gonna tell her like her.
Like, no, there's situations were funny, like the people were abusive, and okay, that's not funny, but it was funny.
Cancel her.
You know, I think I corrupt this girl now. I think I corrupt this girl. Cause
yeah, you think some of his bad ways rub off on you?
Definitely.
They have, like, I say bitch a lot.
Because
yeah,
they bitches.
Yeah. And then, like, the whole, like, fat people thing, like, I kind of don't like fat people anymore. Oh my God.
Erica, because... go work. I said, people, move your bumble clot. You're such a asshole. Let me know. Baffled at work. What'd she say? She said, we look good. I don't. What's going on? Like, yeah, I know your parents kind of like what Jamaican and like black girls.
Yeah, my mom. Yeah.
So you probably be cussing and white people don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Nah, they know.
That probably
they
made know. It easy to understand Jaron dialect. First off, if
yeah, parents, yeah, I always understood him. Yeah. I have a lot of. I live well. I didn't live. My grandmother, my aunt, they all were from Jamaica, so I was around them a lot when I was younger.
So you're cousin to the whole Caribbean vibe. So how you all here troubling all these waste men that were cheating on you? And how come that trauma didn't follow you like it followed these two guys?
I don't know. Well, I always had a hard time like processing my emotions. So I feel like I didn't really go through it. I kind of just ignored the feeling.
Sound like Jaron.
If you don't think about it, it's not real.
I don't know. I have to talk about certain things to get them off my mind, bro.
Not me.
Nah, because it could just sit on my mind. I can't think about nothing else. I have to hear myself say it or talk to somebody about it.
Like,
I
can't maybe, just not. Maybe it falls into my subconscious, but I don't feel like it does. Because I genuinely be just getting over things and just forgetting about things.
They never come up again.
Never. Not unless I start the conversation. Because when I just bring up Stressica.
Same, to be honest. Once it's passed, that's it. And then if you come up, then it's like,
whatever. I hear what y'all saying, and I want to believe y'all, but from what I know we all different people. I just can't believe it.
Real talk, if it done pass in my head, it's like, that's why I'm so unbothered. Like, once I forget about it, it's done.
It's not even that I forget about it. I accept things for what it is.
Yeah, I accept it. That's more.
Accepting makes more sense to me than to be like it's just done.
You know, after I accept it, it's done because I don't really.
No, accept it, it's done. What can I do?
I'm gonna tell you, the girl says she knock me because I don't have no time for she, and I just have a look she in the face like okay, like what am I supposed to say to this?
It's like when you're playing a sport and like say you're playing volleyball or something and. The man hit the ball to you and you hit it fuck up and you lose the point. It's like you could stand up there and cuss and just ponder to yourself and be like, damn, what could I have done better than that? No, you just say, okay, well, my don't freak up, daddy. I'm going to try harder next time and forget about it. And then you're ready for the next one. That's literally it. Same process. Right. Same process.
I'm on a buzz, basically. No.
You know, my ex told me that she wanted to try new dick. That's why she.
Hi.
She.
Wow.
At least she was honest.
Nah. So, bury that.
So wait, she just tell you and just went about her business and even get your feedback.
The man say bury that.
Yo, me never ask one girl. Yo, why make I done all with me?
I would never. It would be the last time.
Just,
huh?
Me just always never look for a girl the same. All them.
You see, like I feel like you definitely did change my outlook on women. But the way that you change my outlook on women is that I accept that women, because I used to, you know how man like for try control women and all of them things, they man of that, because I know a woman gonna do what the fuck a woman want, and that's what like I understood from them two girl knuckling me, like what a woman wanna do, she can fucking do. It don't matter what she say, she did it because she wanted to fucking do it.
You think they're honest with that reality?
No. Mm-hmm.
Erica, give me some insight.
No, they can find reason to justify what they did.
Give me some insight.
But they
would
do regardless.
Why you think that is? You think they just want to live in a delusion? Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. I don't know, like just about like doing what you want to do. Like if I want to do something, I'm gonna do it. Like hold on, let me think.
Crack.
I'll think of an example. Oh my gosh.
If she wake up tomorrow and she wanna do crack, she gonna do it because she wanna do it. She didn't really need no reason for justify it. if somebody say, oh, what happened? She can find a reason for lying and say why she did the crack, but she did it.
Because I wanted to. Oh,
yeah, dear. She spent $300 on nails and she didn't like it. She won't do them again.
Tomorrow
she's like, I'm gonna change the color and do my nails over. So she need $300 more.
Okay, you better have the crack now.
She can't ask you, so she have to go talk to another man who she can get the $300 from. And in order to get the $300, you have to suck dick. So
it costs $600.
Oh wow,
the crack are like $50 now. You should have just do the crack.
Your turn. You sound
good. Real quick.
Okay, so what you think? I feel like you're still thinking of questions, so I don't want to bombard you with more questions.
Oh, I got one.
Go ahead.
Okay, so for Jaron, Eric, I guess we can all kind of answer, well, whoever feels to answer it. I'm answering it when I ask it too. Mm-hmm. So, like, for me, right, from not being in a relationship anymore, going through the whole thing, like, I want to know what's one thing y'all learn, or, like, maybe you're scarred in a way, but, like, what's a new, like, it, like, way you see shit? Like, do you see men a different way? Because personally, I came to the conclusion the other day that yes, I'm straight, I love women, but really and truly, I don't like women. And I say, I have no problem saying that. I don't like women. Women just
that.
Make my head hurt. I don't, and it's not to say all women, but like women as a species, just time after time, I just keep seeing the same patterns in different type. Bro, I seen the same thing in a doctor that I seen in a yummy head gal. And it's just making me, I just don't like women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now realizing I'd rather just hang out with my boys and hit up a catty for a one time, where, and then go back and hang out with my boys for the rest of the time, 95% of the time. And I'll be happy that way.
Sounds kind of gay.
As of right now.
Personally, I wholeheartedly understand you, and I feel like I can, like, see, like how me and Erica live together, right? I can live with my boys because I do like having company. I realize that I like I like having somebody near me, right? But it can't be a woman again. It can't fucking not be a woman.
Yeah,
again.
I feel like
I don't like them, and then the things that they do irritate me. Very small fucking things too.
And it's like, you have to, and the fact that I have to go about things a certain way because you're a woman, whatever, and I know you're going to react to things in an emotional way versus how my guy friend would typically react to it. It's like, I feel like I'm always walking on eggshells, or I have to be worried about things that I'm typically not worried about with guys, even if it's just on a friendship level. You check?
Can you give an example?
I'm realizing that.
Can you give an example?
Simple example. Boy, your shit in the bathroom. I'm going to go back and tell yo, differently than if clean up. The girl shit in the bathroom, maybe you clean up because I know what I tell yeah, yo, she left shit standing.
Yeah. Because, you know, exactly. Yeah, so I'm a literally clean that and say nothing of it because I'm worried about making her feel a kind of way.
The next one, you shit in the bathroom, right? And in the smell like shit. She complained. She shits in the bathroom and it smell like shit. You can't complain.
You
would
have said
you
damn
don't thing. Don't go out good.
You just have a fucking just living that waft. Cause you tell she that, she can bex.
I'm just waiting for the next shit example. I want to see how creative you are going to get with this one.
Yeah, it's the most common example. Oh
yeah, cause like she shit in the bed and then you just clean. Hey. I'm blaming it on the cat. But when the cat shits in the bed, she want me to...
Okay, so I had this story. Nothing I don't tell her, Tim, one that the girl pissed in my closet.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
We didn't get that story.
Are you in the back seat? I think you were in the up back seat.
Wait. Your closet is a carpet or something. Like, no, I need. Sir. Explain that.
One night, right? So me and this girl, I used to lane.
Why she in the closet?
Hold on, you can get to the story just now.
Make
you
go. Yeah, so many questions, but make you go.
The man said four words.
We just can't get to him with a
question. Good question, though.
Me and she are just going fucking so long, right? So we go sleep, and while I'm in sleep, I feel like I'm present to turn up over me. So over me, I must see a turn up. Right, so me thinking, yo, maybe she did do something, she can go to the bathroom or something. Then I go back to sleep, I just go right back to sleep. So now I'm here in my closet doing them shit, no fuck. Like, what the fuck you want? No, jump up. Check out my cutlass, jump up, run, go by the closet. No, just no, me like I'm groaning in my closet. I'm like, what the fuck you want? So when I open the closet, they're like peeping in the closet now with the cutlass. I see the girl down on the ground. I'm like, what the fuck you do on the ground? And she has strawberry in her hand, right?
Was she sleeping?
You have strawberry in your closet.
Yeah, you got strawberry, a piss inside my closet. So, me like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
Pana.
First what off, do you even also say in that situation?
Yo, first my off, brain. First off, it's clearly it's a dream, so go back to sleep.
This must be a dream. I right. Sleep on the cutlass to make sure.
The girl that's literally soaked down my shoes in them, I suppose.
What was it? She mean drunk, I mean lit?
She never drunk, I mean they born some.
Khalid, let's see, have your hand up. What do you want to say?
Well, my heart kind of similar situation, you know what I mean?
Oh my
day. Fine, oh man, that's a piss in that closet, man.
Somebody pissing up for your closet.
What is happening?
Not in my closet, but my dog alive will tell me they swing something serious, you catch me? It's a buckle, you know what I mean? And they swing something, and then the boy, me don't know what happened. I, you know, I drop sleep, I go sleep nice and dandy, and me no know if she till they sleep, but I believe she till they sleep. I believe she make it to the bathroom, but she never make it to the bathroom.
Khaled,
she literally at the side of the bed.
Yeah, Khaled drives so much, buddy, she that she fucking bladder get weak. Like she couldn't control her.
Yeah,
she like I don't know which one the left first is right.
Yeah, sure. That, you know what I mean?
This man, no. Hey, Erica.
Pull me right? Story, Tom, quick one.
Me tell you this right, Erica. One time, right? Go check Khaled. And Khaled, they fuck something, right? And they asked her, you know what? I'll just wait until Khaled done. 2 hours later, though, the house still the fucking shit.
But it didn't put in work. But come on, so now with a rag, bro, you should have lost it. And a smell, no, fuck.
Can you imagine?
Hey.
Man, cheek and them, half of their hattie.
When he come out, the girl never come out, because the girl fucking pass out.
In the pass out, dehydrated. Let me say, I might even go fucking jail. 2 hours? I want hard work for you.
Your boy that did it on 7 rounds, no?
Me not even like to you, right? After 3 rounds, we get bored the boss.
No, boss, what if I do? Yo. What else if I do, boss?
I saw my boss now, None of
the day. After 3 rounds, eh? Number one, I fucking come out. Me bored the fuck.
Right.
Tiny man to watch one go up on Netflix.
You want for no for Netflix that's it. With every round Netflix come one more interesting. Let me tell you straight up, you divert right back to that shit.
What?
Yo, you honestly, you know, like girls. Sorry, not seriously.
No, I'm just gonna ask what the most rounds I ever
go. Like okay, right? When you say rounds, right? When you like y'all. Y'all taking a break in between or
every time you pop.
No break in between. Every you time you back to back to back to back.
Back to back to back to back.
If it's a they go limp and then go back again, then the more than four. Cause like if we're still into a bus, then we just you know you put your head down by that pom pom after you done ravage out. After you done ravage out that fucking pom pom put your head down. What you say?
Let me explain the rounds. Like okay. Every time you come, there are one round.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can take like one break and 5 minutes break in between, but you go straight back to round. So how many rounds?
Three.
Because we're gonna more come after
about three. No, like 4 or 5. Like 4 or 5.
14 we're going down.
You are what? One mad man.
It's 14?
I know. What are you in your man so?
Bro, come in with no
fuck. You want to forget that.
Every day the boy dig up 2 yam.
The boy drink Baba Root.
Yo, Baba Root nice, my dad.
There's no, bro, like, I feel then, jarring with the whole getting bored thing. I literally just, like, I literally with every nut, I lose motivation. You check, is the pressure in my balls that determines how bad I want to fuck? And if I'm triggered, I looking at you as a regular civilian at this point. And there's no need for us to be carrying on with the things we were carrying on with prior.
At this point, it gets nasty. Like, like, get off of me, slut.
Yeah. Like,
I only had one incident where a girl did take me to this hotel, and we were fucking for like the majority of the night. And I swear after that, I didn't want no sex for a month. So I don't know y'all on, but yeah.
Cause that's the thing. Like, and the whole, like my second round. I feel like most times the second round don't even end with a nut. See, check me just said, hey, me just tired fetching fling button. So yeah, me watch TV. They check you done over there dead already, so I'm safe. So I feel comfortable not busting the second nut.
Cause if I get I can keep pushing it, you know. But then if I keep pushing it, who am I really doing it for?
Yeah, but I'm thinking
it's always her. It's always for her.
For me, what I was thinking rounds was is like you fucking you bust a nut. Dick goes off, you get yam pumps until they get back up and you still go fucking again. That's what I was thinking those were. But y'all say, yeah, that's it, just breaks.
That's the break. That's the break. That's the reset. You literally, because you can't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can't.
But you're going to limp after the first bus. You're going to limp after the first bus.
Sometimes. Look. I'm not going to say I'm all here consistently giving some dick like that. Sometimes.
Remember the eggplant provision.
The only time.
I didn't like vegetables.
Let's say it right. The only time. the only time that ever happened to me, that's when I was fat, right? Like after women fat.
So what are you trying to say? Limp.
See, Khaled, you're a different breed in the bus.
You're a hybrid fat man.
Khaled, I'm telling you, when it die, I'm going to...
They're
going to
study your bones.
Work for your body. I'm going to figure out.
I'll just study your bones.
Yo, speaking of Khaled, right, and time, Lion tell me a story, right? Then selfishly. The man to play hide and seek, right? And Khaled was it. Right, so everybody got hide and they hide send for it. And then man's hiding the field and everything now. Lion say he there hide, right? And all he hear is I tell you, I have to have some grass for y'all to hear the sound effects. Because the man put his hand in the grass, right? I say, all he hear this here. And he brushes his hand across the grass and he hears shh. And he said he could cause Khaled is dark skin, right? So he said he couldn't see nothing in the dark. He just hear shh, shh, right? And he look wrong in terror, which I forgot what are they, we did.
my
teeth like fucking sucking ass up. And he said, Khaled just has speed. He's a run over tank you. Bye. You're, we catch you. And the man's a run around the whole assembly. He's a destroy people. It put my head me dead now because it, yo, Khaled fucking fast, boss.
The fastest fat man, you know.
Boss, nobody faster than he.
Boss, yes.
I want to tell you, Khaled is a hybrid.
But and nobody have more fucking stop. Me see this man wheelie around the whole Antigua. You know? This man just grab a bicycle and say, "Make it on the road to come back." And the boy there all road downtown.
Back wheel alone. Back wheel alone.
Me and Khaled go gas station now. And Khaled on the bike. And me next to Khaled, right? And Khaled make me go out first, right? Give me the head start or whatever, right? So me pedal. Traffic will come, right? And me, her headphones from here, I kind of like, you're supposed to fall off this bike and dead, right? And I'm speeding up. And in my head, I'm like, that corner, where Bush one of them live, steep. So I don't know how I'm going to turn that corner. I don't have no brakes.
Gravel always around that corner, though.
Gravel always around the corner. So I'm going down here, right? And me say, boy, I don't even know. Cars passing next to me now, and my bike wobbling. Last time I see a bike wobbling, KL, fall along Lions Hill, right? So my bike wobbling and I said, I don't want to fall along. Because if I fall along this road, the cars are going to run over me. They can't stop. I'll die. Right?
You know, I never understood why we used to do those type of things. Because now I'm really thinking about that hill. If it come from the inside, yes, you can hit a fucking vehicle.
Yes.
If it go to the outside,
you can't
still
turn.
Can hit the fucking
and you go, vehicle. Yes. Because you go come around the corner and you die. Right?
That's where the gravel fucking day. Like, it's real rough.
You see? And I was thinking like that back then. So when y'all was telling me the shit y'all was doing, and I was like, y'all wilding, I had good reason.
Right? The thing is, though, I'm going on this hill, right? And I'm like, yo, I'm pedaling. I'm like, yo, I'm fucking tired. Why am I even fucking pedaling? I'm going on the hill. I stop, right? Tell me why I look over my shoulder thinking a car coming. Khaled have his head below the handlebars of the bike. Right? Picking up maximum speed.
Was he don't want no drag.
He don't want no drag, dog. And Khaled passed. And this is me. That man bike don't have no brakes now. And he pulling up on a car. This is me. How the boy gonna stop? What gonna happen? So I'm back there watching this man now. And I'm like, he gonna die? What am I supposed to do? I see the bike gradually slow down and kind of bring itself back up. And the boy take that corner smooth as fuck. And this is me. I can't do that. And dog, I got to the corner. And you know, they have like a little grass part that just keep going.
Yeah, that's where
I,
you went.
I just kept going.
What I don't understand, dog, is as I got older, I started getting scared to ride on Lion Hill. The thing about,
rightfully so.
The thing about riding on Lion Hill, what really scared me was going around Erdene Corner. Erdene Corner, that's where the scary horse's name, right?
Yeah.
Right then up. Because one time I went around there and a vehicle swing past me. Because when they find the inside.
I always turn wide. Why? It's already a blind corner. Why are you on the inside? You know, closed cars go to that corner. It didn't even make no sense. You should have gone wide.
No question, me. Motherfucking corner. Like, okay, they clip me from the inside. And as I got older, I just got scared to ride down the fucking hill.
Like, I understand why you would be on that side, but after you passed Gale House, you should have definitely come right back across. Because it was like Gale on that side of the gutter kind of eat up the road.
After that bus, I just got scared riding those certain hills.
Yeah, you should have stopped riding on School Hill. Erica, we were walking by our business, right? It was Jaron, Ricardo, Khaled, and myself, right?
What feel like Jumbi Dali me there now, boss?
Nah, Jumbi wasn't there. Shaquille was there, yeah. Okay. And the man's run some music on the BlackBerry, right? And he BlackBerry Pearl. And our pass cross new school. Hold on.
Nazir, you know who the girl I'm gonna try and impress with me?
John Tell.
Ew, I'm doing that. Boss, I'm gonna remember she named. You know she named the dog. Hear me fucking type the girl name in the subnets of the Facebook.
Toya?
You know who the girl be, Evran, she goes to St. John's Catholic.
Yeah, I think it's St. John's Church. St. John's Church.
The girl, she does go clear hog. She named something K broke on Facebook or something. Whatever she fucking name.
Man, or whatever, right?
Look how fine she broke.
I think Jalissa was at the
camp. Yeah. We know who you're talking
about. See the girl up there, boy. Man, try sweet talk the girl, little fuck.
So when Jaron see the girl and them, right, and I talking to like Jalissa and stuff through the fence or whatever, and Jaron see the girl, Jaron say, yo, hop out the bike, right? So Jaron is sitting up on the bike and acting all cool and pose up and everything, and I run the watch one of them over and over because only a couple of songs can hope on the memory card.
Well, that's a little drastic.
Right? So everybody talked, because we know the girls them coming up there for camp, so I always say, well, fresh meat, they are new for so I can see what's going on. Right, so as we talking and walking, we walking against the fence, we get to School Hill, steep. When it rains, it turned into like a mini waterfall with like crevices. Like all the asphalt was just get pushed down the hill.
So I can never tell you about this.
No, you did.
All right.
So we been chilling at the top of the hill and Jaron talking and Jaron put, I think he was just sitting and trying to balance it and the bike started moving down the hill. So the easiest thing to do is just put on your foot and then just pull the bike back up a little bit, right?
So what are you talking about?
Jaron see the bike rolling down and Jaron swing around and put his both feet on the pedal, right? And then I'm looking.
Y'all and them, they encourage me for riding down the hill. And who am I to tell the people who my them know?
The thing is, the moment Jaron went like probably 3 feet under the hill, we could know the girls in the fence. Behind the fence, they couldn't see him no more. So he could have stopped.
So it was all for nothing.
He could have just stopped and just sat down on the bottom of the road and they would never know. Right?
Back 10 minutes later.
Yeah, he could have sit down there for 10 minutes and then come back up. Like, yeah, that shit was nice. Right? So me, Khaled, and Shaquille and Ricardo watching this man go down this hill, right? Them girls saying, yeah. And I always say, yeah, right? And Jaron, you can see the boy determined now because he's like head low, hands high, going down. Right, I be watching him and the boy disappear around the corner, not knowing that that's the car he almost died around, right? So we up there talking, and we talking, and everybody waiting for him to come back, and every minute we looking over his shoulder to see if he coming. Nothing. The girls and them get called for their camp meeting or whatever to go sleep or whatever, whatever. We did in sunset. I think Khalid went down to go check him. Yeah, right? Yeah, and I stayed up the hill because I had the phone. I think I had the phone at the time, but whatever. And Khalid went down to check him. Then we realized Khalid not come back. So we try to figure out what happened. So Shaki went down and I'm just up your wing because I'm thinking I'm not going to come back. So I'm like, Tal. So now I go down looking for Jaran. I don't see Jaran, but I see Max. So in my head, I'm trying to figure out, okay, what happened? So I'm watching the skins and I'm like, he fall along here. So I'm looking and I see blood splatters so all on the road. Says to me, okay. So I'm walking, I'm looking around, I'm just like, so where the bike? And I think the bike, I don't know if you walk with a bike home, Khalid? You did walk with a bike home?
If he walked with a bike, he had to double back for the bike because Khalid had to fucking put my arm around him.
Okay, and yeah. Hold me. Okay, and hold me. So I reached down there now and Jaren family outside and I'm saying with Jaren and he said he inside asleep. I said, okay, well, he left his phone. So they took the phone and I didn't hear Jaren for like 2 days, right? Come to find out the boy dead. So the boy said, yo dog, I swear died though. I called him to say you see the man in the church inside the church, yeah, just lying on his sand.
Khalid, take me to the church. Cause my I figured if my dad in the church, yeah.
You go ahead.
No one did for me for go by heaven. Yo, no buzz. I was really fucking knocked out the buzz. I Khalid picked me up and take me to the standpipe. You can help me wash off some of the cuts and shit, get all them gravel stone out of my marks and everything. I'm about to limp go up there now. Pass a couple times with Khalid to walk with me. I'm like, yo, I am going to fucking die. I have never experienced this much pain in my life. Don't tell him I take me to church. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to lie get the fucking sand. I'm going to just accept that they come for me. I'm going to realize whenever they're dead, Khalid, they cool out with me and wait for me for dead again.
The thing is, Erica, if you see this hill first, if you see it for yourself, you go out, you realize there's no real reason for this man to have no
you. Listen, me go back
the hill and don't look appealing at all. Because the road no good.
me go back to Antigua this year. Me get some video. No. Hopefully that you don't fix back too well. I'm going to get some video all the areas where I do shenanigans. So y'all have like a reference. No.
Erica,
they fix it.
Don't drive on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who fixed it last week before.
Yeah, that we used to drive, don't they? Like, it was a
day. Nah, here, let me be on water rush. We water supposed to run out of there.
Yeah. Boss, when hurricane comes, I'll knew if you run the mash up though. Water will come over, send flip and just clean up everything down.
Dig out everything.
When hurricane does come. Water just falls from Vera and their yard, right? And the water fall good down Junior and their yard, good down Nelson yard, and go straight to fucking Grandma yard. So the water, boss, and whole, boss, Newfield, maybe a fucking river now.
Boss, Newfield, I'm valley.
Some fucking thing. Oh, I'm just watch the water just run through people's yard, right? I'm like, this, wow. Do you see the fucking hole in front of my grandmother yard? Mm-hmm. And that's from all the different hurricane and them. The water just run through and just yam up the fucking area in front of me.
Yo, Archie.
That sounds fun.
Archie was fun but dangerous.
I am surprised we made it. I am surprised we made it. Because the day when we fucking get the bike handle in the throat, I was certain I was going to die that day too.
Bro.
That's understandable. Bro. You ever get lashing your throat? I ever get lashing your throat for real?
I don't even think so. I think somebody hit me in my Adam's apple, but it was like nothing serious.
But I lost my voice. I was spitting blood, and I didn't know what to do but to just go sleep. Because every time something happened to me, I just go sleep.
Bro, that fixed everything. It's like a reset, dog.
No,
you're in the pain when they asleep, though. You're in the pain when they wake up. Remember the first time, was oh, and Malona, they fucking do some cartwheel. And the girl fall along and the girl hand twists in different direction. I'm gonna say, boy, that don't look good. I'm gonna learn to get her. And she look around everybody. And everybody watch you while she look growing up. And the girl go right inside, go up on the couch and go sleep. So I'm like, yeah, something happened to she.
But I mean, yo, nothing. Look, when you get blown, so though, after the best sleep you ever get, no.
You gotta wake up later than your head, bro.
No, but the like one of the most like what I call it painful hurts that I got or injuries that I got was coming up Lion Hill, because Gavin and them man took on a fixed bike just a pedal up the hill. I'm like, how y'all do that on a fixed bike? That's like what I was going up on my free wheel, and I'm pedaling up, and I don't know why my bike just don't like me, but the chain burst when I was standing up going up a steep incline, so the chain burst. And my foot go down, whap, right? And I hit my toe. And then, because my other foot trying to come down, it kind of like drag my toe a bit. Because now the bike's sliding. Mm. So now, yeah, so the bike going backwards and my toe getting slid underneath the pedal while it's trying to pull it back up. Mm-hmm. So now my toes and I feel like they're getting mangled. And I'm like, ah. But that's not even where the pain ends. Because all that force that I was putting on the chain that done gone made me fall down. And my balls hit the frame, right? And you think, yeah, no, your balls on the frame don't connect. That's the worst that could happen. No, because then my knee was still there to connect to the ground. So my knee hit the ground. No, my kneecaps feel like they're broken, right? And I'm just like, oh, fuck, my egg yolk broke, right? And the thing is, no, I'm in front of all the yard, right? So I fall down in the gutter and all I say, you're okay? And I can't talk. So I'm just trying to barely, because any cat, Jaron Brother is the most, Jaron Brother and Cat are the problem that I'm having at this point. Because if one of them decide to come home now, I'm probably dead. Because their man's come down that hill, like if they're part of a race.
I will tell you about, so damn kind of, right? That time they damn not had no fucking life. Like, they have place you children in blackout. And the reason I call them blackout is because no fucking light day. A blackout. Hey. And then my brother and fucking Cat, right? Them on a race between them. But the two of them drive two vehicles that not have no fucking light. So that man not have no headlight on, and them on a race. I take up both lane of the road and drive through them. Am I done so fucked up?
Yeah, no, that's wild.
That's not even the worst one. I remember a Saturday night.
Hold on, Kimari hit four donkeys before in the bus. How the fuck, bus? Hitting one donkey is already enough, right? But how you hit a dog, four fucking donkey, bus, and seven fucking occasions, how you hit me, Nazi, get a ride for me, and I don't know why Nazi going to fucking vehicle. Nazi can look for the vehicle, let's see the vehicle barely fucking hold itself.
Yeah, that's not even it. One time we're coming from Bethesda Church a Saturday night, right? And when you reach the by not two goals, what you call it? There's a roundabout just before you reach the gas station past Mainstream Products right there, right? So you're supposed to enter from the left and go around to come out, right? So we driving to go to Newfield to go around this roundabout, and jam, brother, no lights, I come through the entrance. Right? So I was trying to figure out what going on. So we got closer to the roundabout, he go wide, and I'm like, why your brother is a madman, bro? It is one rule to the roundabout. Just enter it and then exit. Don't try fight the current, just go with the flow. This man said, nah, that's too much. That's too much. And the thing is not, Jaron brother is a police officer.
Mm-hmm. Big police officer. Well known.
He does get the fucking R33 from his partner in the St. Phillips, right? Him to St. Phillips in the fucking Param. And that same roundabout, Kimari does drift from that roundabout, no fuck now.
Mass.
I'm telling her in the fucking R33, right? I'm gonna say Kimari fucking hard ass into the fucking four-wheel drive car. And just fucking swing around. Hey, Mass, he's sweet enough.
Where about the name from Facebook? First one.
That put me on the spot, boy.
There's so many people ask for age and everything.
No, I don't know either. It's like it's like.
Hold on. Why he online right now too?
Tell you if you are Jen. What cast?
K I M A R I E.
Yeah, Joseph.
Joseph. We couldn't find anything to show for. I don't want to go see me.
Not bad.
Never find a man.
The baddest vehicle was the R30.
Oh, this nigga's your brother?
Yeah.
I did not know that. See him.
Hey, I want to see.
His best vehicle was the R30.
Oh, we did.
We can't even tell you what the best vehicle be, boy. But I know I'm going to go to Japan. I'm going to tell me, I'm going to link up. I'm going to set up their skyline, dog. I'm going to set up their skyline. Because I'll right, need a computer.
You know what I want to do when I move to the States? Sorry for just changing the whole topic from these cars, because I have nothing to do with cars. I know nothing about cars.
Yo, come on, yeah, talking about cars. Whenever my old man could paint.
I'm listening.
There's nothing Teddy can't do.
Yeah, I'm a believer of that.
Literally, we see the man tape up people, and I mean, like, wait. Since when this man body, man?
Firstly, when Timon fuck up the man care. The man bang out the fucking something like that. And he still has some dead spandam, right? But when you touch him, he feel the fucking dead style. And I just never understood it. I never understood that. Because Timon, you know, the past, I still look like a bang, but it's smooth, no fucks.
Real some.
Remember then, money, right? We're good. I'm gonna see everything outside of the fucking car. All the chair, all the fucking seat. That's out there. And Teddy just turn up outside. Like when he see me top work, right? But yo, we fucking rich old man, the boss. Boss and then he watched him and old man walk into the fucking bathroom, right? And there's only one exit. There's only fucking one exit. I am facing the exit. And we watched the man walk in the bathroom. And then about 10 minutes later, I hear fucking lawnmower start outside. But look on the window. And then there's fucking money.
Yo, no, for real.
That's it. The I'm exit 5 fucking feet in front of me. Then it never pass again.
Heads up.
The boy bad, no fun.
We're mystic now. No real son now. Erica, you want to meet the man?
I would love to.
Yeah,
I'm over here laying down all comfortable.
That's out of this church. And when the boy talk, you feel it in the fucking seat and them. When we say the boy vice just fucking travel through the church, everything he said, I'ma agree with him. Even if you like, you know, make no sense to me, I agree. Because like the way the man sound, you just have to agree.
Honestly. All right, my daddy way of telling stories. It's always fun.
Don't y'all have an episode with him?
Yeah, I do.
I haven't listened to it, but
yeah.
Come on. You never misbehave, man. So
I didn't really have a reason to, but I got my facial licks.
Yeah, boy, he looked like he would get licks.
Yeah, they hurt. It's like mommy would like lose his shit and bag with anything, stone, pot, spoon, whatever. But then, but oh man, like his greatest weapon is his mechanic hands. And what's up?
But hey, like, my old lady used to, bang me, right? And I don't know, something about it when a man hit you, it's just different. Because my old lady just get, cross now.
Yeah, cross.
And she bang me with all type of different things now. And it didn't really affect me that much.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, John looked at me, right? Like, my knees start buckle.
Bro, that's why I think it's so important to have a man in the family, you know, because there's just something that a father brings to the table that a mother just doesn't. But when my mother used to beat me, I used to laugh. And I used to fucking piss her off.
I'm like, this woman.
Yeah, boss, you tell Jerry, let's grab anything, because mother start fucking laugh. But Jerry, back with heels and son up.
Boss, you know, and I feel like the more I laugh, it's the more she's like, he don't feel pain. What I have to do? Right, but she can't do nothing serious, so she have to call daddy. You check? Boss,
it's laughing.
The principle of, but I think the reason why I started laughing is because mommy used to bang me and I'm a cry. She said, make you anything for cry for? And then I'm like, yes. You bad chat. And so I'm just like, okay, so I can't cry. And if I don't cry, so then I'll cry. So I needed to cry but not cry. So I'm just like, I don't fucking know. So I just start laughing, right? And he feel like when I laugh, he just get tired and it's like, I'm not fucking...
The reason I used to laugh is because after Jerry hit me, right? He sting and then the pain
and then he wear off.
He just gone.
Yeah.
But then when John hit me, right? That fucking pain.
He linger.
Yo.
I don't know if it's hockey or whatever. He just stay right there.
you feel it for a good 10 minutes though. As soon as my old lady, like, she stopped my contact with me, I feel better.
One day, me come home from school late, man, and step in. When we reach, come off a Warren bus, auntie look at me and say, girl, they wait for you.
Yeah, so. But I'm going to hate when I say that now.
You check.
So, me now, I walk in, I'm going to take off your shirt. Yeah, so, take off my shirt.
Find the back.
Take off the shirt now. Take off your belt. And you know, I always hate when I hit you with your own belt now. But nevertheless, take off the belt so she starts seeing the licks, you know what I mean? Somebody turn up like a man and take my licks on him. How are you, ask your boy? And what shocked me now? Why, you know, the look that they give when you look cross. And when the old man step out, I say, come, let me give you something too. I say, Ras, well, serious? And when the man start, yo, the bell go up in the ear, and the man catch up, and just come down.
Style points.
Yo, yeah, let me tell you. Yo, the man left from 0 to 100. I just give him what I want. 5 or 6, and my auntie, I'm coming, and I say, what? Where are you going to kill him? You're not kill him?
Bro, you want me to...
So you mean be with John when John left boy. Tell him I'm a fucking run the car into the fucking dog boy. John Beck's no fuck man. And John doesn't bang me no fuck.
Bro, it's one blow that really caught me off guard. Actually two. Actually three. Anyways. The first one is a Friday, no, a Saturday morning. I washing my skin now. I don't know what the hell I did, boss. But I'm just trying to wash my skin so I can see Jesus Christ. And my mommy come in the bathroom, and I hear in the bathroom, so I'm just like, oh, she probably grabbed some stuff. Because I like using her bathroom and my bathroom, I don't know why. So I'm inside, I'm washing my skin up, and she pulled across the curtain and say, Sam, so I don't know what she said, either ready to stop, because she grabbed the wet cloth from me and banged me, bye, right? But the way how she did it, the whole cloth didn't hit me. She stayed a good distance, so it stinged me. So every time she fling it down, it's like a whip. I'm a seven ram. So I'm feeling some stings, and I'm like, yo, this is intense. And I'm naked, and I'm wet, and I can't really run around because I could fall and die. Right? So I don't know what to hold on to. Bro, it could be. Bro, and I get like one, two, I don't even remember how much, dog, but I was panicking because there was nothing to hold on to, and I was naked. I was getting licks. The other time, I think my mommy threw a phone in my head going down the stairs. I swear, I fell along the last four. And there was the other time before they paved the road. Must say something, and mommy run me out the house and grab a stone off the road and toss it right in the center of my back. I'm going to fall up, but I put my hands up like in police say, put your hands up, and I fell straight on my face. I did not move. I didn't want another one.
The master would have acted better.
I ain't never made that bitch. I forgot. Where my fucking daddy?
When Geraldine tried to fucking heal at me, boss, I went around the corner, the boss. Like, I was already around the fucking corner when the
summer boy daddy just been like a boomerang.
Like, I was already around the corner. And to this day, I don't understand that. Because it didn't go fucking straight. So I don't think it bent. I feel like the Matrix had lag. That's really what it is. The Matrix had lag.
The boy get pulled back.
Cause we don't clean the fucking car.
The boy said, no, right back here.
I'm not gonna lie, as a child of my parents, I feel like I deserve all my blows, but there is one or two of them that I really didn't deserve, right?
And yeah, I feel like that's fair.
I feel like the ones that I didn't deserve, I still kind of deserve it because there's something that I did that I didn't get beat for. I got to
work
with a lot of things
in
the
box.
No. Yeah, but I hear
a lot of... That's why I doesn't have a vex
sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't be too vexed with it because I'm just like, yeah, I get it.
Like, I know what I did last week.
But I hear a lot of people talk about like, yeah, you know, that's trauma. And parents shouldn't be punished you because there's other ways to punish your child. And
nah, y'all just pussy.
I agree with them now. Like,
I'm traumatized a little bit.
Yeah.
Pussy.
And there are other ways to handle a situation. There are other ways to handle a situation for sure. But they don't work as good as the rod. Because
are you gonna be irritated?
Yeah, I feel like if a person tell me go stand up in a car or go write some lines, I'm not like, I'm just resenting y'all now. Get that shit over with, please. You're wasting my time and your time. I could be doing chores. No, I'm in punishment.
Like, there's a night in punishment.
No, you gotta do that until after the chores.
First off, I would listen.
It's either or.
I don't think you know country kids.
Oh, sorry, thing.
I'm calling. Look,
everyone.
My bad.
Everyone, I don't think you know country kids.
My bad.
You don't know how in the bus.
My bad.
Everyone.
My bad.
People live in a country live by different rules than city people.
What I telling the boss? We all in. Kick me out the house during a fucking hurricane. The boss. During a fucking hurricane, and then me go up the road, and we hear a guy and he's up the road. But look up the road, a fucking Tim and required the new.
Yeah, I was fucking the hurricane. My umbrella recording you talking about like, yeah, this is blah 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 blah. Dog, yeah, hurricane no, season is fun.
You know what I did for the next 4 days? I just went to Timon's house because I couldn't stay down by my grandma. If I was by my grandma, then thing. So I was by Timon's house and fucking Raja.
Smell them? Or Raja. No,
so I was by Raja. Then I go over to Timon. And then I cool up by Timon until Geraldine left the house. I'm going to go over, I'm going to eat, wash my skin, and then I'm going to go back by Timon. 4 days. You know what happened? They call my old man. I'm an old man call me. I tell me, apologize. And Geraldine, so fucking petty, right? Because she kicked me out because I never washed the fucking dishes. Geraldine, so fucking petty. I come back and meet the same set of fucking dishes. Like, she been cooking, and she used some other pots and whatnot, and she washed the other pots because we see the other pots are never fucking dry out. But the ones that I left there, she left them.
You need
to go
buy new pots
and so. Yeah, for work around at it, that's crazy.
You need to understand the bus, like country life like a different bus.
I remember that bus. I never tell you the story right now, but I drove mommy car when she went to the garden to get mangoes or something. So she in the hard at work now. I supposed to be doing my homework in the car. But let me say, nobody can know. So me take the car upright and drive around in the football fields and make circles, mash up the grass, right? And then when I done, I come and put it right back where I found it. So mommy got with like 2 buckets of mangoes, right? Put in the trunk. And she said, why you move the car? So I already coming out to go help her. So I said, what do you mean? She's like, why you move the car? I said, I ain't move no cash. I saw it from in the tree. So in my head, I'm like, first off, you can't climb trees, right? Like, what are you talking about? So I'm there lying, and she just get becks, right? I start running me. So I'm running around the car, and I said, this is not going to work out for me. So I run into the garden thinking, she's not going to chase me. My mother chased me in the garden through the cane. Ain't no cane had a razor like leaf.
Yeah.
Hi.
Boss, me get cut up, and me run through the pieces, and then my grandmother set up real nice. And I run straight to the mango tree.
That's all like a hip on them.
So, wherever they be, they hurt, right? And I run up the mango tree as the last result, right? But when I'm climbing up the tree, I'm like, she said she was in the tree when she saw me. Tell me why I looked up at my mother. She in a skirt, a long skirt to her ankle. Yeah. And so she grab it in one hand and start climbing up the tree. I'm like, what is going on? Doc, I run to the nearest branch, right? It's a branch I'm familiar with. She's not. And it gets narrow and skinnier as you get to the edge. I am at the edge of this branch. And the only reason I'm still on that branch is because I'm holding up on the one above me. And she coming. And I'm like, the two of us can't survive on this branch. And she's like, you have to come down. And I see her just scale on the tree. And I'm like, she right, because I need to go home. But I never expected it. And the thing is, I see my auntie. And so, like, after that day, and I went to go check them, my aunties are going to be climbing trees and stuff. And I'm like, since when y'all can climb trees? Like, where y'all getting this upper body strength from?
Pretty much village I'm going to come from.
You know what
I'm saying? No,
I don't think she can.
You know, real funny is the fact that you say the skirt, because when they go say, hey, you know, Daphne has to wear a skirt.
You check that G-skirt. That's crazy.
Now, and the thing is, I was so confident because I looked down. I look over my shoulder, I look down to be like, hi, can I get up here? And I see her grabbing her hand up on us and she pulling herself up. And I was like, what am I seeing?
He couldn't believe his eyes.
Baz, to be honest, I was more surprised and excited that she's climbing a tree than the fact she's climbing a tree to beat me. I'm just like, yo, since when? I'm all the time she had me down here climbing trees to get mango. You can do it yourself.
You could, yeah. You got to explain
so
to
me. Take that her picnic for.
Exactly. Slaves. That's why I can't wait to have mine.
I say that I don't say like I don't really mean it.
Oh, I don't mean it.
Because like I know innocent, we're gonna make innocent work hard now. I laugh, you know, my recruit does not laugh every time I say innocent now, because I tell them I'm gonna name a picnic and everybody laugh about that thing now.
I believe you. The boy, I believe that's the name that you would like to give it. I don't know how you're gonna end
that
it.
Is the name it could have.
Okay, mother.
She's no, she can give it she can give it whatever middle name she wants, but if you first name and I innocent, I am not signing no birth certificate and not for me.
Unless y'all have an arrangement, like y'all gonna have two kids and you name the boy and she name the daughter, like, I don't know.
No.
The boy is name innocent?
Yes.
And the girl name guilty?
Me and I'm gonna do that. That'd be kind of corny, but I thought about naming my daughter that now, but then I was like, hell fucking no.
No, I can't name she.
My nigga take that as a challenge.
Yeah, you can't call your daughter innocent, cause niggas gonna be like, I see what's happening.
Oh, they say, oh yeah.
Might as well walk with daddy.
Mother, like, is this the universe testing us? What's going on?
My son can't name that. Like, she can't name my daughter. We're too okay. What she name my daughter? My daughter got her easy fucking life. Fun. What?
Me wonder. But like, if you get a realization of like, go, enlighten us.
No. Where's it, Galen?
Me and the boy, me and the boy. You're just living life to me, me and the boy.
Oh, you're trying to say like, oh, all of the shit that he do to two women, he want data.
Me and the want on data.
Me and do nothing.
Oh, partner, you want me to pull the transcripts?
Listen, right?
Listen. You know, and you know what me find? You see, man that do like badness to woman.
That them nigga.
Woman pick me.
Oh, they always want?
That's all they get.
Yeah, they always want girls.
If my dad, if we had that,
me want to host my uncle let me behave and then they see young boy, because all of my cousins are female now.
I mean, no, part of my getting them man, they live on the hill.
Makes sense.
So they can look down and see what's going
on. And they can't take off for them.
I had a question off of Erica before we went on this whole long tangent and storytelling, blah, blah. But like, time and attention, like women love attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if they get too much time on their hands and they don't get the attention to fill that time, they start thinking and theorizing and coming up with all kind of stuff to create a problem for themselves and their relationship. Why is it that's the case?
Why y'all kind of exist in a nothing box like we do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, sometimes we just want reassurance.
What about self-reassurance? Why is that not enough?
Yeah,
right.
Love yourself.
Because you're already doing most of the work against yourself by tearing everything down in your head without us having to do anything at all. Like, so
I love me enough for the both of us. Why you can't do the same?
That's in our stupid.
Oh my gosh. Like going more into like reassurance, you have to give us something to be confident about, like, you know what I mean? In our relationship or whatever it is.
But I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here every day.
Like, why not pick up a hobby to fill the time? Like, the devil find work for idle hands. So I feel like when y'all don't have nothing to do and y'all seeking attention and y'all can't get it from y'all, man, when y'all go and talk to some other dude to get the attention there, like, what does that feel like? Is it cheating? Is it flirting? Is it meaningless? Is it
like,
just...
what kind of itch y'all scratching when y'all do that?
Yeah.
It's exciting. You get the heart beating.
Hold up, my AirPods just died.
I like a red bike.
No, it is good to have a hobby or something, because that's true. I don't know. I feel like when we have nothing to do, we start problems.
Yeah, because when guys have nothing to do, they go on a phone call, talk to the bros, then play some games, watch a sport, build a boat, go fishing. But y'all don't want them to have those kind of hobbies. So y'all disrupt the peace and try to get them to do whatever.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, I guess it's not everybody.
Maybe not you.
Not for me.
Yeah, not for you.
Not you, no.
What you mean, not?
Hey, so oh right, for me, Bridget and them, call me and say, boy, home, come in. Yeah, come to Albany. So I'm saying, So now I'm in Albany, right? And Timon, mind you, my phone off the dog. So I'm not even have no connection. And my finally connected like a Wi-Fi. And there's Erica starting an argument with me. No reason though. I good no fuck with my left. No more over there, Albany, homecoming. All the batty and them round, they right, all the bumby and swing round. Everybody have fun, everybody enjoy themselves. College sweet. The gala start argument with me. My boy, I'm over in the fucking corner now. I'm a heated, don't fuck the bus. Text out mile a minute. And then I really have a look at myself. I'm like, yo, why you feel, how did this happen? Like, you know, just ignorance. They just want to fuck up my mood. No reason.
Yeah, my girl been telling me that them directly don't fuck up our mood.
Yeah.
So, I would just need to think about them.
Yeah, they say they just like create problems because they just like, for see how you just upset sometimes.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
That they have to just evil. Like, why?
Why the fuck?
She say, oh, you're there, Albany, yeah, have fun. Not anymore.
Honestly, I don't remember what it was about, but I remember that I didn't start an argument. I think I expressed something, and then it turned into an argument.
Why didn't express this when I come back?
Why is resolution? Why chose to do that?
You know, the man, oh, you're busy. And you said, this is the perfect time.
Yes, sir, because I...
See, Jared, I understand you. Time and fucking place. You chose the wrong time to want to talk about
women
things.
Women don't know that.
Erica, I was on your side until this moment, you know. I really was. Despite our beef and everything, I was on your side.
Damn.
Yes, you even know my name. Hold on, Jack. You even know my name, Erica.
Yes, I know your name.
The drink and drown host.
What my name begin with?
Mr.
P.
What's it, E?
It said T.
Oh, okay, good.
But that's also what the drink and drown host starts with.
Yes. Boss, when I met Erica, not John, bro. Erica, I haven't seen John in like, what, 2 years? Right? Mm-hmm. John brought two of his friends over when they came over. And I was
you did meet Erica.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Imagine, I spent the whole evening with Erica. We went to get food and everything, and then they went back. So then I said, blah, 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 a couple days later. To Erica, I said, hey, Erica, who's that? Evron? And I'm like, she didn't even meet Evron yet.
Hi.
She didn't even meet Evron yet.
This whole time I was wondering what started the beef. I didn't realize it was that.
I realized that. Not so insignificant right now.
I didn't even know about the meetup.
So, mass. So I'm just like, well, she did the top of the list.
For 2 years.
Yeah, the man was hurt. No, the man actually made a formal list and put you on top of him. It's like, she enemy number one.
Damn. I'm so sorry to hurt your feelings.
Public enemy number one.
Man, this is how job be feeling like when I'm in high school and they say, Tim, what are that other guy? But not in their rush of my head, no, I'm saying, man.
Damn.
Check.
That's a trigger.
They really said the other guy. That should really offended them. Like, I feel like I am a very memorable individual.
I think so. So,
how y'all remember Tim and not me?
That's how I felt. And she just remember Evron, bro. So that one baffled me a lot. Because in my head, I'm just like, oh, so she met Evron before. I hear Jazzy, she didn't even meet Evron yet. And that's what makes it sinking extra hard, though. Because I try to justify it. I'm like, okay, yeah, friend, she don't know the difference.
I hear the difference now.
Anybody else have anything they want to say? It's getting late. Y'all have church. Any questions y'all want to ask? No? Okay.
Nah, we good.
Before y'all leave... Earlier, Jaren was like, yo, throw something into ChatGPT. Let's see how that shit works. So, I am going to show y'all ChatGPT.
Oh, y'all use it?
Yeah. So, this is how it looks. Let me highlight this sentence.
Trying to. Okay, there we are.
Among the community of a small island called Antigua and Barbuda, the people living there, due to the influence of social media, the entertainment industry and social behavior, have become toxic and super sexualized. How would you correct the lifestyle, toxic behavior, and infidelity?
That's the question I'm going to ask it right now. Okay. So it'll do its thing, try to come up with like a solution, blah, blah, and yeah.
You know, that is very true, that second one.
I gotta let it read it out in the computer voice thingy.
Oh, you can see the second one.
I'm wondering the same thing.
Oh yeah, they on phones.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I'm on.
I'm struggling.
Okay, so I'm gonna play it out then.
Addressing toxic behavior, infidelity, and promoting a healthier lifestyle in a community requires a multifaceted approach that involves education, awareness, and fostering a positive cultural shift. Here are some steps that could be taken to address these issues in the community of Antigua and Barbuda. Education and awareness campaigns. Launch community-wide campaigns to educate people about the negative impacts of toxic behavior, infidelity, and the importance of healthy relationships. These campaigns can be conducted through various mediums, including workshops, seminars, social media platforms, and local media outlets. Focus on topics like communication skills, conflict resolution, empathy, and respect in relationships.
Thoughts?
Come on, okay.
I love that.
Right? Sick.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, second one.
Relationships. Strengthening family and relationship values. Encourage a focus on family values, open communication, and building strong, healthy relationships. Promote the importance of loyalty, trust, and commitment within relationships. Organize family-oriented events, such as picnics, cultural activities, and workshops that emphasize the significance of maintaining healthy relationships and the well-being of children.
Mm-hmm. See, I told y'all like two. Two is a real one.
Yeah, strengthen the family. Okay.
Counseling and support services. Establish counseling services that offer support to individuals and couples dealing with toxic behavior, infidelity, or other relationship challenges. Provide trained professionals who can guide individuals and couples through therapy sessions, helping them address underlying issues, improve communication, and develop healthier relationship patterns. Collaborate with religious and community leaders.
None of us can do that because nobody have the fucking money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Type of professional. Like, I'll counsel it myself.
This is on juice, though.
Community leaders to promote positive values and behaviors within their respective congregations and communities. Encourage them to address these issues during sermons, provide guidance, and create safe spaces for individuals to seek counsel and support.
Okay. Yeah.
Right now, down here, church isn't it right now for the young people, man.
Anywhere you go, church isn't it for young people. The church is a dying breed.
Yeah. It's going to be extinct.
Yeah,
the people getting further away from God. Like, I feel like church not really doing what it used to do.
People like you.
Yeah.
I just hope the spiritual bitches don't take over.
Man, once those people with crystals and stones don't step in.
Good check, them tree huggers.
Yeah.
Erica, I'm crystal now.
Talk to me, Erica. Defend yourself.
And the dope in them will follow you, but she not take the crystal off. Yeah. One of these fucking nights. One of these nights, they're gonna hold you and throw you out the fucking window.
I stone you with the crystal.
The same crystal can knock you seven times.
I just think it looks pretty.
Who?
I just think it looks pretty.
Oh, okay, so you don't believe in the whole healing.
Yeah. Well, I believe like that they can hold energy, but like, yeah.
To be honest, I think that you should like have faith in AIM.
At this point, I believe I would trust AIM over she crystal.
All right, let's continue.
Initiatives. Target the younger population through educational programs in schools, community centers, and youth organizations. Teach young people about healthy relationships, consent, mutual respect, and the potential consequences of toxic behavior and infidelity. Encourage the development of positive social skills, emotional intelligence, and critical thinking to help them make informed choices. Media literacy and responsible entertainment. Promote media literacy programs to help individuals critically evaluate media messages, particularly those that perpetuate toxic behavior and sexualization. Encourage the entertainment industry to produce content that reflects positive values, healthy relationships, and responsible behavior. Engage celebrities and influencers to act as positive role models and ambassadors for healthy living.
You said I like that's easy.
Oh yeah, guys. Yeah, that's easy. Let me tell you what's also interesting. When Cosby was out here drugging and raping people, he made a very good effort. Allegedly. He made a very good effort to, when he had his show, they made sure, like, black people always seen in a positive light. And I was like, that's something that, like, people don't really do. And nobody really, like, you know.
I was just saying that, you know, like, since the days of the sitcom is done, then there's no more positive relationships or anything that's portrayed through the media.
And it's crazy that they want to cancel his show because of what he did. And I'm like, okay, but
allegedly.
Allegedly. But that's his, like, I thought that.
Don't talk about my son Pitt like that.
His art is not him. You know what I mean?
I still listen to R. Kelly.
Because the music slap, right?
And Tory Lanez.
Yeah. So I'm like, why we can't separate that artist from the art? Because, like, he's not him. When he's acting, he's an actor. Because he didn't drug nobody and allegedly raped him.
On the show.
On the show. We didn't see it.
How do you know that?
Because we watched Cosby shows. We didn't see it on screen.
We didn't hear about that.
And he didn't touch one of the actors.
Yep. So my boy Pill, he's okay in my eyes.
Anyways, let me continue and get this over because what, two more?
Strengthening social support networks. Foster a sense of community and encourage the development of support networks. Create safe spaces where individuals can share their experiences, seek advice, and receive support from like-minded individuals. Support local organizations that work towards promoting healthy relationships, mental health, and well-being. Policy and legal frameworks. Develop and enforce policies that address issues related to toxic behavior, infidelity, and sexualization. This can include laws against harassment, domestic violence, and initiatives to protect the rights of individuals in relationships. Collaborate with law enforcement agencies and legal professionals to ensure that individuals have access to justice and support when needed.
They say this last one like it's easy, and then it's a snitch. Like, my man said develop laws. Okay.
Yeah, to talk to your local, like, I don't know, government official and tell them, listen.
Hey, Nazir set up a meeting with me and the Prime Minister.
Tell them, all these bitches getting too much dick and these men not getting enough pussy. Change it.
No.
Changing social behavior and cultural norms takes time, persistence, and a collective effort. The involvement and active participation of the community members, organizations, and leaders are crucial for achieving long-term positive change.
The end.
I like that.
Yeah, those are all great. I like the one about the youth, because the future is the youth.
I tell you, not everything you're going to get an answer to, because they'll tell you that it can't do certain things, because it's just like a data collect. Watch, I can show you one. And
why are you kidding? I just heard. I can just process that. That's funny as shit. My man said, how to kill God.
So you'll just say stuff.
You know.
Oh my God, I didn't expect that.
That's easy. Okay, now, you tell what you need to do.
How many steps? See, research and understand the platform formula from a realize yourself with the terms and conditions, guides, and policies. Make sure you understand the platform, type of content, decide on your content, set up your account, customize your profile.
Hold on,
man. No, let me.
Oh, wait, you're trying to figure out.
Let me read because, the military pay ain't that good. Create and upload your content, promote your account. How do I promote my content though to get to know thing? Interact with your subscribers, manage your earnings.
Okay, I'm gonna ask it about sex-driven OnlyFans and see what it says. Yeah, see, that's what happens. And then sometimes you're asking for like an opinion, like it'll just tell you like it, because it's we call it a language-based AI software. It can't give you opinions.
So like crack versus
That's different. It's more like a detailed opinion based on something heavy. It won't be able to do it because it's just like it takes too much of a human perspective to give like any meaningful answer. So it's just like I can give you data, but it won't be anything that you're looking for in a response.
Me, anyways, I'm about to get out.
But yeah, OnlyFans. What the fuck? ChatGPT is funny. I should play with it.
I'd rather play with myself.
Okay. Good night, guys. Thank you for joining the podcast and giving me your time. I enjoyed the talk.
Of course, see.
Yeah.
It's good night.
Miss that. Aye, later.
Good night.
Night, Erica.
Yeah. Good night. Holly, buddy, 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 buddy,